Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Welcoming my colleague Michael Bernstam of the Hoover Institution. The Financial Times in these last hours, I highly recommend an article that has a very large, important clue to understand how Russia is breaking the sanctions regime directed at it for its invasion of Ukraine in 2022. The article is entitled, "Russia Built Covert Trade Channel with India, Leaks Reveal." Files outline Moscow's plan to spend rupees from oil sales on sensitive electronics for war effort. Not quite the whole story, if I follow correctly. Michael, a very good evening to you. The FT article mentions that Russia is buying gold in India. All right. Why? Russia doesn't need gold. You tell me it has $135 billion of gold in the Russian central bank basement. Why would this article say it's buying gold? Good evening to you, Michael.
Good evening to you. And gold, you know, when they say talk about oil, they call it black gold. So now gold has become, around the sanctions, some kind of a way to avoid sanctions and to evade sanctions via several countries. So what happens between Russia and India? Before the war, which started in February 2022, Russians almost didn't sell oil to India, 70,000 barrels a year, nothing. India has become the world's largest buyer of Russian oil, 2.3 million barrels a day. And now suddenly it has decreased in 2024 to 2 million barrels a day, and now in August 2024, it is 1.2 million barrels a day. So India is buying less oil. Why? Because it cannot pay. It pays in rupee, and rupee is the Indian currency, which is not convertible, and the Russians have accumulated 40 billion rupee, which they cannot use. So now they found a way. India is a very small producer of gold in the world, but it is a very large consumer of gold in the world because of its tradition of buying jewelry. And so it's not conspicuous when Indians buy more gold. So the Russians now started to use their accumulated, earned for oil, $40 billion worth of Indian currency in the banks stuck in India to buy gold through Indian companies. They found lots of Indian middlemen. They're buying gold, and this gold they don't need because Russia is a major gold seller in the world. So the Russians are buying gold in India via Indians for themselves, and then they sell it and resell it in Hong Kong. They ship it to Hong Kong. They sell it in Hong Kong. Hong Kong has a convertible currency. The Russians are buying renminbi in Hong Kong. And from renminbi through Hong Kong, they are buying in China all the equipment and technology and dual use and for military purposes, anything they use, anything they need, and they ship it to Russia. The Chinese banks refuse to receive payments from Russia, but they do not refuse to receive payments from Hong Kong. So we're now back to the Middle Ages, where we have the gold merchandise trade. Gold has become, selling and buying gold, has become a medium of exchange of global trade to evade sanctions.
And everybody gets paid. Let me see if I have this correct. Russia was selling gold to India, and it accumulated $44 billion worth of rupees.
Russia was selling oil.
Selling oil to India, and it accumulated $40 billion or more that it can't use anywhere but in India. So it uses middlemen to buy gold. And nobody notices because India buys a lot of gold, doesn't produce it, buys it. That gold bought by middlemen is then sent to Hong Kong, where the Hong Kong bank sells it for renminbi or euros or dollars. And that account then is used to buy electronics from China. And the sanctions are avoided and the electronics go back to Russia. Is that all correct?
Absolutely. That's exactly succinctly you described the chain of events. And the important part of it is that this way the Chinese banks are not guilty of avoiding and evading American sanctions because they do not receive payments from Russia.
Right, they receive.
It used to receive payments from Russia. They receive payments from Hong Kong. So the Russians are buying gold in India via India through Indian middlemen. The Russians are selling their own gold to Hong Kong and elsewhere in the world. And this way, these countries are paying through their banks to the Chinese, right, to the Japanese, anywhere in the world.
And the banks don't get sanctioned because they're only buying from legitimate sources. Now, there's one twist here. Papua New Guinea, how's that going to work into the sanctions busting?
Papua New Guinea is a small country, 10 million people. It's a small island north of Australia, or half an island. But it is a major gold producer. And it used to produce 74 metric tons of gold. But then, for lots of reasons, the international multinational companies that are mining gold and managing gold there reduced their output, and now Papua New Guinea produces only 49 to 50 metric tons of gold, which means there is a lot of idle capacity, and the Russians moved in because they can exploit this capacity. They can mine more gold in Papua New Guinea and sell it everywhere. So the Russians are selling their own gold. They are major gold producers. They produce 400, almost 400 metric tons a year. They are the second or the third largest world producer. China is the first largest world producer of gold. So the Russians sell their own gold. The Russians are buying gold for Indian rupees using Indian middlemen. And now they will produce more gold in Papua New Guinea, and Papua New Guinea will become a major hub to evade sanctions.
And does Papua New Guinea send the gold to Hong Kong banks and then they convert it to renminbi the way they were the India gold?
They just started. There is an idle capacity there. It's a new Russian right, project. So the Russian Ministry of Finance just signed a few days ago an agreement, a bilateral tax agreement with Papua New Guinea. Why would Russia need a bilateral tax agreement? Because Russian businessmen who are will be making a lot of money on exploiting this idle capacity of gold production will have to pay taxes to Russia.
The Papua New Guinea, does it have a bank that the Russians can use? Or are they still going to use Hong Kong?
No. Papua New Guinea is a wonderful country. It's a small country, but it is part of the British Commonwealth.
Oh,
it's a country of British economic institutions. It has banks. It is highly educated. Most people, almost 95%, speak English. It is 95% Christian. It's a Western country, effectively, right, although it is local people there living. And they have banks, and they have the financial infrastructure, and they produce gold, and they have tourists from Australia. And now they will become a major producer of gold for Russia.
And the article in the Financial Times, they point to India as a Russian workaround for the sanctions regime, and that's accurate, correct?
It's absolutely accurate because the Russians sell oil. They have earned income there,
right,
which was stuck in the banks, but now it can be used to buy gold. Then gold can be shipped elsewhere, resold.
Right.
Yeah, there are lots of transaction costs and commissions, but this way the Russians can buy any imports that are under sanctions. They can buy anywhere in the world through this middleman.
Michael Bernstam, the Hoover Institution. I'm John Bash.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the long-lasting power you need with Energizer. Menards has the largest in-stock selection of Energizer batteries. They provide solid power for flashlights, remotes, and so much more. Right now, save big on Energizer batteries. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.